Okay, we are back to the EC season. Okay, EC, what is EC? EC is a executive condominium. Okay, when I talk about EC, I talk about brand new EC, not those resale EC. Okay, so this year we only have one more EC to go, which is Novo Place launching. Oh, I forget already. 2nd or 3rd November lah, until 12th November or something like that. Okay. Anyway, if you are interested to buy, you can contact me for the appointment. EC, you don't need to pay any agent fee, okay? But always remember one thing, in all my EC video, I always say, you choose the correct agent, you want to use the agent, you do e-application with the agent, okay? If you don't want to use the agent, then you better don't do e-application with the agent. If not, you cannot change agent, okay? So a lot of problem on this thing. Some people got tricked to do e-application whatsoever, then later need to go through a lot of hassle to do whatever changes lah, appeal here and there. Okay, so bef cut the crap, we go straight to the most important point. How to afford a brand new EC, okay? The toughest part of EC for me as a agent or as a EC agent, EC agent, because I have been doing all the launches for EC for the last easily 6 7 years, and I have helped many of the customer understand whether they can afford or not, what is progressive payment, what is deferred payment, which scheme should they take, and whatsoever. So I feel that the hardest part about EC is whether you can afford one or not, okay? The next hardest part is when you go and ballot, right? Do you get one or not? So there's a few things like, if you watch my other ECs, you know that if you are a second timer, there's a 30% quota. Then after 30%, you cannot buy. Then you have to leave it to the first timer to buy and whatsoever. Okay, that one we are not going to discuss in today's topic. We are going to show you the calculation, the mathematics, and how to afford the EC. What is a deferred payment and what is a progressive payment? So let's go. Okay, so we talk about progressive and deferred payment first, okay? In order not to complicate you, I will just make it very simple. Because there's many conditions and many ways to work this game to the correct scheme for you and find out what is most suitable for you, okay? But to make it simple, deferred payment, you don't need to pay installment until you take your keys, but you pay 2 to 3% more. Progressive payment, you need to pay installment. Once you buy the unit, you need to pay installment even before you take the keys. Okay, so it will be like a building under construction, like a new launch. You will pay according to the loan that is being disbursed. Okay, that's the difference first. Then later on, next, I'm going to share with you what is the work around for it to find out which is more suitable for you. Okay, so let me share with you the loan first, okay? Because the most important thing in buying your houses is to understand your loan. So let's say now we're gonna put for first timer, because first timer normally they are younger, they are like 30, 32, 28, 33, 34, up to 35. Okay, so why do I say first timer is up to 35? Yes, the first timer can be 37, 38, 39, but now we are calculate first timer 35 and below. Why? Because we are calculate using a loan tenure of 30 years. That's the max loan tenure. If each of them, okay, so as long as you are below 35, two husband and wife below 35, okay, each of them income is $8,000, or you add up together lah, total income is 16,000. We use the cap to calculate so that you understand better and you understand that, hey, even at cap, right, this is the amount that you need to fork out, okay? So $8,000 each, 16,000 household income, age 35 maximum, because you need a 30 years loan tenure. For private property loan, is 1.68 million. Okay, why am I telling you private property loan? Means you go out and buy a private property, you can loan up to 1.68 million estimate, but if you go and buy a brand new EC, okay, if you want to go and buy Novo Place, you can only loan about 920,000. Okay, guys, 920,000. So if you look at it, 920,000 and 1.68 million, the difference is there's a missing amount of close to 800,000 1,000 or so. Okay, so the difference is about 700 to 800,000 in this calculation. So that's for first timer. If you are a second timer, okay, we use 8,000 again. But second timer, normally you are older. Okay, so we use the age of 40. So if both of them is 40 and each of them earn 8,000, household income 16,000, the loan tenure will be shorter because 40, you can only do loan tenure of 25 years. Then you will get a private loan of 1.54 million. Okay? EC, 840,000. That is like a difference of 700,000. Okay, this is just estimate. I don't want to give the behind those numbers. Okay, so I estimate and round it up. So this is, first of all, you have to understand the loan first. Okay? Okay, now let's go to the next one. I want to do it step by step because this is very difficult, and I can say that even a lot of agents, right, they don't understand and they don't do it correctly. Okay, so for progressive payment, let's say we use this 920,000. Okay, this first timer, 920,000. Progressive payment, let's say you were to buy a unit at 1.4 million. Okay, we use 1.4 million to calculate. If you were to buy a unit at 1.4 million, minus away 920,000, you will need to pay 480,000 down payment. Okay, you have to pay 480,000 down payment, haven't include stamp duty. And to be able to do this in progressive payment, you must already have this money. Okay, you all must understand how it works. You must already have this money. You must already have this down payment and this money to pay stamp duty. Then you can go for progressive payment. Okay, so you all understand already. Progressive payment, you need to already have this money. Okay, let's say we use the second timer one. Second timer is 840,000. Same thing, we use 1.4 million. But normally, that's not the case. So most of my second timer, I will say that 80% they will go for deferred payment. 20% will go for progressive payment. Later, I explain to you why. Okay, because if I use 1.4 million for second timer, I think it's not fair. Why? Because the second timer, normally they are upgrading. So they will buy a bigger unit. So let's say 1.5 or 1.6 million. But for calculation's sake, I will show you the difference. So 1.4 million minus away the 840,000 loan. Okay. The second timer, in order to use progressive payment, he needs 560,000 down payment. Okay. Haven't calculate stamp duty, haven't calculate levy. So in order to use progressive payment, he really need this amount of money, the down payment plus stamp duty. Okay, we make it clear first, to do progressive payment, you need to already have this amount of money ready to pay. Okay, so this is why, actually, to be frank, very little people or a lower percentage of people will fall into this progressive payment scheme. Most of the people will go to the deferred payment scheme. But the deferred payment scheme is often misunderstood. Okay, so I'm going to give you as wholesome as I can, but as simple as I can. Of course, you are interested, you can call me because I can give you a free financial analysis. I can tell you for you, you should use progressive or you should use deferred. I will tell you your loan amount. I will be able to tell you the other numbers also. Okay, there's other numbers. Okay, so deferred is a little bit difficult and a little bit different. So instead of 1.4 million today, we will use 1.45 million. Okay, this is just an estimation, but why do I use 1.45 million? The reason is because when you do deferred payment, you need to pay a higher price. You need to pay 2-3% more to use deferred payment. Okay, so remember, number one, deferred payment, 2-3% more, just now I told you. Second thing, you don't need to pay your installment until you take your keys. Okay, you only need to pay the down payment. Okay, now we talk about deferred payment, 1.45 million. Okay, important thing, this is a little bit complicated already because I tell you the difficult part is to understand deferred payment. Okay, the difficult part is to understand deferred payment. In deferred payment, we will still use the loan amount. Let's say we will use the loan amount of the 920,000 customer. if you use a 920,000 customer, okay, means that the down payment needed is 530,000. Okay, 530,000. Okay, how can this customer, let's say he doesn't have 530,000 now, because he haven't sell his place away, right? Let's say, like, example, because it's a deferred payment case. How can he decrease this loan amount? Very easy, okay? Very easy, yeah? Let me explain to you. First of all, deferred payment only requires you to have... let's not go there first. Firstly, deferred payment, there's one more thing that you can use to help you cover a little bit, decrease your down payment by a little bit, okay, which is called a bridging loan. So most of the people that take a deferred payment, they already got a house. Okay, I don't want to tell you the 101 solution, because if I'm going to tell you every single solution, this video cannot finish and you won't understand. I'm going to tell you the easiest and the quickest understanding and the most direct way of how people use deferred payment is that, first of all, 1.45 million, the loan 920,000, there's a down payment of 530,000, correct? Correct, So the next thing is, let's say he don't have 530,000, he only have, let's say, 20% or 25% of the purchase price as down payment. Okay, so we calculate 1.45 million, Okay, wait a while, Okay, so now we are adding this element of bridging loan in already. So means that you currently have a place, okay? You can use your place to take a bridging loan. Of course, whether your place can bridge how much, your place can do bridging loan or not, how to achieve this bridging loan and whatsoever, okay? The answer is very simple. You have to call me. I will tell you the numbers because we have liaised with the bankers and we will be able to help you directly on the phone call to give you a better idea, okay, before you buy. I think most importantly, when you buy an EC, you need to get the numbers correct, because from my experience, a lot of buyers, their agents don't get the numbers correct, or they don't get the numbers correct, then they have fear. When you have fear, you cannot buy with confidence. You cannot go to the show flat and then you start to panic. Okay, so I explain to you first. Go back to the 1.45 million. Let's say the loan is 920,000. Then the down payment is 530,000. But the customer don't have 530,000. So they need to take a bridging loan. Okay, however, you still need to have at least 20% of the down payment. You need to have 20% of the down payment, which is 290,000. Okay, as long as you have 20% of the down payment, okay, 290,000, okay, then your loan is 920,000, so we shortfall for what? 240,000. Later I'll put the formula here, don't need to worry, I put the formula here, you'll understand. We shortfall for 240,000, so now we need to go back and see the current house, okay, the current house, your current house can take a bridging loan of 240,000 or not. If can, then congratulations! You can afford a brand new EC! Okay, am I clapping too loud? I'm sorry. Okay, I'm happy for you if you can. Because it's really not easy. Okay? So this is the first barrier. Okay, this is how we do deferred payment. Of course, there's other ways. There's other ways to delay this, delay that, delay this, delay that. I cannot give you the 101 solution. I already told you already. Because it's not so simple, okay? It's not so simple. So, if you ask me, my frank opinion is, drop me a call, I give you the answer, then you decide whether you can afford or not, okay? Okay, next. This is only stage one, okay? We have stage two. Okay, so what is stage two? I always tell the customer, stage two is, the good thing about buying a EC is, as long as you're eligible and you get your financial calculation correct, means we already determined already, okay, progressive or deferred, your bridging can or cannot, everything do finish already, then we'll tell you, okay, now we're going to do the e-application, then we will submit the balloting ticket. Okay, I tell you something, the good thing about EC is, you will know the price before you buy. Okay, what I mean by know the price is that you will know the price 2 to 3 days before you buy. So, there's this thing we call it the drop ballot ticket and also the price release period. Okay, the price release period, the price will be shown to you. They will show you deferred payment, progressive payment, deferred payment, progressive payment for every single unit. Okay, so this is the best thing I like about EC. Because we already do the scheme, we already do the calculation. Now we even have the price. So during that 2 days, my job is to help my customer calculate and see if the unit that they want and the price list, what they can afford, what they cannot afford, what they can buy, what they cannot buy. So within the 2 days, we will have the almost 99% settled. Okay, because we already calculate and get all the answers. Right? We are full of confidence. We already know how much we need to pay. We already know how much we need to take out, whatsoever. Okay, then the 1% come already. The 1% come already. The 1% is really up to you, not up to me already. Why? Because it's called balloting. Heng Shui, lucky draw. Okay, so this is how the EC process works. So the 1% really depends on luck. If you are second timer, then you only have 30% quota. Means once 30% sell to second timer, then you cannot buy already. So the rest will have to continue to sell to first timer. You can only buy 1 month later. So first timer, if you are first timer and you watch this video and you get your calculation and you call me already and your calculation all very good, congrats to you. Please go and try, because this is a very rare chance. And first timer, if you can afford, I can give you 2 thumbs up. Okay, second timer. First timer, does first timer take deferred payment? Yes, there is first timer that take deferred payment, but I don't want to go too into the details for that. The reason is because some of the first timer, they may not be able to cover the loan amount. They want to take the loan later instead of now and whatsoever. So they still take deferred payment to delay some of these things lah. Okay, but they don't have a house to bridge mah. So it doesn't mean that you need to have a house to bridge then you take deferred payment. There's different ways to work around, okay? But this is my trade secret, okay? My tangjia, you know tangjia or not? Like, in order to earn money, I need to have a pot of knowledge, okay? Okay, so that's it. I help you understand already. I hope you understand better. And this time I throw in the calculation, because I feel that nowadays, I agree, the EC prices are higher, okay? But it doesn't mean that it will not earn money. I still tell you it earn money. If you think the EC price is higher, then I can tell you the other new launch, the other condo prices also very high one. What is not high today? Even HDB also very high one, right? So the most important is, can you afford or not? You must understand that. If you can afford, you can do it. Then you understand how to play the game. Then you go and use your 1% luck. Okay, because I settle 99% for you. The 1% depends on your own luck. Okay, you can go and pray to whatever of your God lah, whatever that you believe lah, okay? And see whether you get the 1% or not. So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button, and see you in the next episode. And bye bye. Okay, yeah, before that, I did a review on Novo Place, okay? So you need to be a member to go and watch the Novo Place review. Bye bye.